Thank you for listening to this talk given at the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown, Atlanta.
Good morning. Up in the Air came up as a talk title for a lot of different reasons. I remember hearing that phrase in meetings, you know, when you had an idea, we'd be up in the air. But it was actually a movie that I saw flying once up in the air. George Clooney did, if anybody's seen that. So I'll talk about that a little bit too. But there was three aspects. One is juggling life situations, decisions that we have to make all the time. That particular movie, there's a metaphor I'm going to use, talk about. And I've lived my life up in the air right now. I've been flying to Manila several times in the past year. And that is not a short flight. It is 12 hours one direction, 13 hours another direction from Atlanta to Tokyo. Coming back is 1 hour less. But what do they call it? The jet stream. And going is 13. And then from Tokyo to Manila is 4 going and 3 coming back, a little change coming back. So I'm really up in the air for those reasons too. And then the third is relationships. The ones that have been in our lives, all our lives, like our parents and our sisters and brothers, and then if you marry and kids. And then those work relationships, or just stopping at the grocery store relationships, even if they're just holding the door open for you. So I want to talk about those three aspects. The first one is what John said about the fact that I had the decision to make to find a new place to live after living someplace for 12 years. I had been there the longest I had ever been in my whole life anywhere. My parents' house I had not lived in 12 years. It's amazing that place of all the places of the planet, that's where I lived the longest. One of the things that occurred in that space, though, is I found peace. What I asked the universe for when I was seeking that space was a place of peace. I was already in this teaching. I had found this teaching through the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. A lot of people know that that's a main staple in my life, but I believe it was my gateway drug to the science of mind. You know how they say gateway? So it opened up the door for me to try something new and different that I had not tried before, because my typical route was not working for me. I grew up Methodist. It's all good. I respect it. I love it. I have things in me that work from there. But this works at an accelerated rate for me. I'm thinking that I found the place that I was going to be living in, showed pictures of everybody praying for this space. I am not in that space. I just want you to know. Because it was not meant for me, evidently. I still hung on to that space emotionally a little, but the universe told me on my way to Vermont that that's not going to be your space. I heard it. I felt it. I get there thinking it's still my space. It's got all I need and more, and the deal is not working. The appraisal come back too short. I wasn't going to go in a property and not have equity. That's one of the things I said at the beginning. Okay, I wanted a fireplace. I wanted an extra bathroom. I was tired of sharing my bathroom. I wanted a dishwasher. You know, little thing. I wanted my own balcony. I wanted covered parking. You know, this is my list. I want equity because this is a living investment. This is what I'm telling God at the beginning. So all these other spaces became available. I'm still flying off to work, juggling things in the air. This property I think is going to be mine. I'm showing pictures. It's now not mine. So I get to Vermont this time where I'm finding out this deal is bust. And I decided I need to fly back instead of Friday on Thursday so I can look for property again. Start all over, square one. Now, when you travel, usually there is a $200 change fee. Anybody knows that to be true? This particular trip, because I've made a change to this trip that I'm going on tomorrow, and that change fee kicked in. But on this particular trip, which has never happened in my career, I'm like, okay, I've got to go back early so I can have all day Friday to look. I call American Express through IBM. That's where I work my other job. I think this is a job I love. I love that one too, but this one's more fun. So I called the agent, and she said, this is going to be this with the change fee, Ms. Harmon. And it wasn't that much. It was less than staying overnight, less than food per diem, less than keeping the car. You know, I use IBM money like I use my money, right? We better, because if you misuse anything, it gets misused all across the board. So I'm willing to do that. Short story, I thought to call Delta Direct. The agency said call Delta Direct. I called Delta Direct. She said, Ms. Harmon, I don't see a change fee. I said, hurry up, book that. So she did. There was no change fee for me to come home, literally find the property that I am living in today. This was my first Sunday driving in from my new space. I am now moved in. I'm getting used to it. I didn't fall in love with it initially. I'm thinking that's how my next man's gonna come along. I'm not gonna fall in love with him initially. It's gonna be a gradual thing. But it's got everything I need and asked for and wanted. So I landed well. I had all these things I was juggling in my head, I thought. But the thing that I went to in that moment when the property I fell in love with stopped, I had all these thoughts going on, and I stopped and I did a treatment. I stopped and I prayed. And the steps to treatment is one, knowing that there's something greater than you. If we forget that, life is going to be chaos forever. The next is recognition that I am one with the source. I'm a part of it. I came from it. Like the drop in the ocean, that's me. Reminding myself of that now is so easy. It wasn't at first. I wasn't taught that there was something out there that I had to pray to. I had to less make a deal. And I would welch on my deal after I got it. You know, you can't do that. You can't play that game. Next is stating what it is you want. What do you want? Say it. We are so unique. Everybody doesn't want the same thing. Then there's a stage that's always debatable, but it's never debatable for me, because fear does crop up. Dismay crops up. Things that you don't get crop up. So the next stage for me is denial. There's a denial and reaffirmation phrase. And you can keep those out if you don't need them. You're so clear, you can go straight to gratitude. Give thanks in all things and let it go. I think that's how that change fee was waived. It will probably never happen again, or it'll happen again when I most need it. That needed to happen. I needed an affirmation saying, Angela, you are on the right path. You thought that was your property, but I got something else for you. I wanted to stay in Buckhead too. That wasn't happening. Every time I looked at a deal for Buckhead, it got scooped right up from under me. I'm like, well, what is this about? Or I was going to have to put all this work into it in the beginning, which I don't have time to do. I wanted it move-in ready. Think this property was move-in ready? Absolutely. Box is still everywhere, but I'm move-in ready. Well, maybe not everywhere, just my office. So the next part of my talk came up, and I was literally typing some of this up in the air coming back from the Philippines to hear the movie Up in the Air with George Clooney. He played this gentleman that was laying people off across the United States, and I can so relate to that, because in 08 was when this movie came out, and 08 was when IBM was saying bye-bye to me. Again, prayer kicked in. Either I'm going to pray or I'm going to worry. Can't do both at the same time. They neutralize each other. And you probably just sit there wanting to pull your hair out. You either pray, and if you need help, you've got people that'll help. You've got practitioners everywhere. You'll see them later. But we want to pray, or we want to worry. So Up in the Air actually had people, you know, the reactions you have when you're not going to have a paycheck coming in. And even in middle class, I think we kind of live paycheck to paycheck. Scary, but we do. And the other aspect of that was a backpack that he would do motivational speaking on. So he kind of had his life down. He knew that living up in the air was a nice thing for him. He liked it. I think his hotels look better than his living space. That's not the case for me, okay? So one of the things that I realized in my journey, in order to go forward, I found this quote by Ernest Holm: you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. So a part of my journey letting go my Buckhead life was letting go of that chapter. Evidently, there is a new chapter happening in my life because it's happening. I like the new area, I think. I am getting accustomed to it. I've only been in there 7 days, although closing was the 17th. But I want us to consider how much baggage that we keep. Now, moving, if anybody's moved in a while, you can accumulate some stuff. I had stuff that was in my house. I didn't know why it was in there. I just had to get rid of it. Goodwill loves me. I'm coming over there trucking with bags every day almost. It's like, okay, I don't know how this got here. But the metaphor in the Up in the Air movie had a backpack. I actually found this backpack moving. It was buried somewhere. So I used it on my last couple of Manila trips. I'm like, oh, I like that. This carries everything. But this bag can get really heavy. Seems like the bigger it is, the more I stuff into it. And George's metaphor from the movie, I want to just kind of read it verbatim, because I want you to think about this from your life. What is in your backpack? How much does your life weigh? Imagine for a second that you are carrying a backpack. I want you to feel the straps on your arm. Come on, pick this up. And it's actually got some other props in it you'll see in a minute. So it's, you know, I can actually hold it a little. Now I want you to stuff the things of your life in your backpack. You can start with the little things, the things on the shelves, the little knickknacks and collectibles. And then start adding the larger stuff. Appliances, linens, lamps, TV. Some of you got these floor models. Try carrying that one. The pack should be getting a little heavier, a little bigger. Now put your couch in there, your table, your chairs, bedrooms. Now try to walk. It's hard, isn't it? This is what we do to ourselves on a daily basis. We wear ourselves down until we can't even move. And make no mistakes, moving is living. Now I'm going to set the backpack on fire. Now what would you take out? Photos of people you can't remember? He says drink ginkgo and let the photos burn. In fact, let everything burn. Imagine waking up tomorrow with nothing. Now, this is going to be a little difficult, so stay with me. You have a new backpack. Only this time, you want to fill it with people. Start with casual acquaintances, friends, and folks around the office. Then move into the people you trust in your intimate settings. Your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sister, your parents, and finally your husband, spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend. Get them all in the backpack. They in there? Don't worry. I'm going to not ask you to light them on fire. Feel the weight of the bag. Make no mistakes. Your relationships are the heaviest components of your life. Do you feel the straps cutting on your shoulder? All those negotiations and arguments and secrets and compromises? You don't need to carry all that weight. Why don't you set the bag down? Some animals were meant to carry others. They live symbolically for all of life. Star-crossed lovers, monogamous swans, and those are the animals that live that way. The slower we move, the faster we die. We are not swans. We are sharks. So I thought about the fact that she says we're not swans, that we're sharks. I like kind of gloating around, moving all slow. But I do know the part about moving. You have to keep life moving forward is what I picked up. You know, sharks are cold water animal. It doesn't mean that we want to be cold, but they also have to be survival mode. Every now and then we have to get in a survival mode. I was in a survival mode. I had 2 months to find a place to live. I think if I had more, I probably would still be looking. I think the 2 months helped me get in, make a decision. But in reference to caring relationships, there were people that I consulted, and there were times that I only consulted God. I just talked, did my treatment, did my affirmation, know what I needed it to be, let others know that I knew that were trustworthy, that was praying for my favor. Everybody doesn't have you in favor. Everybody doesn't want you to be successful. So know where you're landing your thoughts and your dreams. Be mindful of that. Don't carry so much around with you from the past. I think that's the metaphor that I take from this backpack scenario. It can get heavy. It can get very heavy, which brings us into the third part of this relationship. Now, I love the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's a very proactive subject for me. It starts with us inside. Otherwise, we can't deal with the people outside of us. I've got a couple of empty containers here. And relationships kind of remind you of what's happening in your life. And you have to make room for it. Even though I travel quite a bit, I had to make room for being here this morning. I love being here. This is one of the places where I get rejuvenated. Like minds, it nourishes me, and I don't get that everywhere. You have to take it with you sometimes. You bring it to the table. So here I get to have some heaping helpings from you. So I want to know that these are important. So I put them in a big rock category, right? It's important. Family's important. My rocks actually have things on them. Projects are important. I was in Manila for a project, so I'll put it in. Reading is important. I think the more we read, it's back to that new chapter. Remember that? If I keep reading the old chapter, I might find something new. You can watch a movie over and over again and see something you didn't see before, right? But as long as you're looking for something new, cool. But if you're looking and hashing over something negative that's happened and, you know, you're in remorse rather than reinventing, then we're stuck. So reading is important. Classes are very important. Take them. Family is important, right? You want to carve out space for family. Important and urgent. That's the topic I want to get to. And we can have all these little things that just kind of, you hear them? Just kind of get in the way. I've got some big rocks in there too, but I wanted to let you see that all these little pebbles can get in the way. Right? You have all these little things, people telling you what to do, or I thought you had that report, or there's a phone call. I have been on the phone with customer service for hours based on this move. Comcast, if I didn't know this teaching, OMG. These little rocks, though, I can't let those little teeny rocks destroy what the big rock is about. But it's back to the backpack. Do we want the big rocks to weigh us down too? So we have to know what's important and what's urgent. So the time matrix in that tool is what I'll close up with. My mother actually called me. She kept in touch with me when I was in Manila. I call a little bit more while I'm there. My sister talks to my parents every single night. Not the kids. You know, I'll check in. How y'all doing? Because I love my folks, but I'm not calling nobody every day. You know, maybe if I'm dating you or married to you, I might. But other than that, we're not talking every day. So while I'm there, I talk a little more frequently with them. So I'm talking to my mom and updating her. Got a little drama going on with my youngest daughter, and we're working that out. And so she wants me to come to South Carolina next weekend. So I kind of committed to doing that, and then I found out that I would be coming home on Thursday, which I did from Manila, and then while I was working over there, I got an email saying they want all the team, because we were all in different places, to come together in Chicago for lessons learned. Well, anybody who's heard me talk before know I love Chicago. I actually thought when this move came up, well, I was supposed to go to Chicago. But I did listen to people that said, Angela, have you been there in the winter? I went in the winter. I did not move to Chicago. I will go visit Chicago. And here it is, never had a work assignment ever, ever, ever in Chicago. And it's this week. I'm like, oh my goodness, I get to go to Chicago. Because I had the taste of Chicago in my planner to go, but I was coming home to move. So here the universe, that's a big deal for me. I get to go to Chicago, all expenses company. So I call my mother and let her know, you know, Mommy, I'm still unpacking my office, and I got to get the office straight. The office has been disarrayed. Everything else, I can sleep, I can eat, I can cook, all of that thing. I can watch cable now. It took a couple of weeks, but I can watch cable. I wasn't home, so it didn't bother me too much. So I call Mommy, and I said, Mommy, this trip is coming up to Chicago. I won't be getting back until the weekend. Let me not even try to come. I need some time at home. So she at first was okay with that until I talked with her last night. And then she tells me my oldest daughter is coming. She wants to surprise my dad. So now what is that supposed to do to me? I'm supposed to go now because my oldest daughter is going? I mean, literally, she thinks that's what's supposed to turn the key. I saw my oldest daughter 3 times this year already. She can go see my mom and dad. She's a grown-up. Go see them. If you want to come see me, I'm at 3150 Woodwalk Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30339. But that's back to relationship. We have to figure out what is important, what's urgent. The time matrix is you have urgent and important. Those things are going to happen. Flat tires, delayed flights, reports that are due, children emergencies, those that are still raising children, even grandchildren emergencies in some of my cases. You know, go to the doctor, you didn't expect this. We have these urgent matters that occur that are important. The next box is urgent but not important. That means somebody else sees it as an urgency to them. That ain't important to me. I need rest. I need to get my office straight. Y'all want to come down this way? We can camp out, but no. But at first, it bothered me. I'm like, am I supposed to go? This is my mother. I had all these thoughts. Time matrix came up automatically. I learned that a long time ago with her, because 20 years ago when I was trying to get the kids to soccer and swimming and this and that, I've got something going on Sunday. I want y'all to come down. We're at a tournament, and she wants me to get in the car and still come and then still go to work on Monday. I had to figure that out 20 years ago. I almost forgot. I was in this, oh, it's Mommy asking me, and then she put my daughter in there, you know, put all the mixes up in there. It's like, I'm going to get her to come. But it's very important for me to know what's important to me. Your private victories help you be better with everybody else out there. So my private victory is, I love you, Mother. I love my daughter. But I'm not driving to South Carolina next weekend. I am going to unpack my office so the following Monday I can work. Because if I don't work, I can't pay this bill with this new place that I just bought. That's what's a priority to me. The other matrix, that makes it important but not urgent. If we live in a place of importance but not urgency most of the time, we can handle the rest of that. The last one is waste. You know, it's not important. It's not urgent. You want to kind of avoid that. Anything below the line, that deceptive one, the one that's kind of urgent to somebody else, not important to you, or total waste, we want to live above the line. Urgencies are going to happen. Them telling me that that property was gone and I've got to start all over was an urgent matter. Where am I going to live? My boss was saying, that's a new homelessness, isn't it? I'm like, it is, isn't it? But it's all about knowing that we land with treatment. Everything, because I had to stop and pray. I was actually a little upset last night. Tears was coming out of my eyes. They might be a little puffy. I'm like, really? And then the talk came to me. It's like, you know, that's up in the air. You know you're going to land fine. You are going to land safely. Some planes land a little bit better than others. You know, one had us doing this. People were screaming. I had never landed that way before. It was like a ride at Disney World. And other landings are just as smooth as they can be. I can take them all. I prefer the smooth ones, but I can take the ones that are a little more turbulent too. But I take them all with treatment, knowing that I am connected to something greater than I ever knew. Didn't grow up hearing that the whole time, but that's the truth. I know how to put the backpack down. I know how to carry it light. I know how to carry it heavy. But I like walking fancy free too, knowing that everything I need is going to fall in place because I believe it to be so. And when we know this to be true, we can live our lives that way. And we allow things to not bother us. Let your past make you better, not bitter. That's Ernest Holmes. We all have past. I think from our childhood on, that was some of my childhood stuff coming up with mommy maybe. You know, mommy, they took care of me. I was fortunate to have a great set of parents. But then you grow up and you're independent of them. Even though they want you to still be that kid, my dad still calls me baby. I love hearing that. But I'm a grown-up too. And I have decisions that I make that may not be what they expect or accept. But that's okay. It doesn't mean we don't love each other. Now, I think it's a little more difficult when it's a relationship that may not have all the love in it, you know, like your coworker. We're supposed to love everybody, and we know that metaphorically. But there are people that are closer to us that impact us a little bit quicker, a little bit more, know how to push our buttons. My mother knows how to push my buttons. I probably know how to push a few buttons, too. I'm sure I do. But I don't try pushing other buttons. I try pushing my own. This teaching brings us back to knowing that we push our own buttons. It's up to us to determine that. If we want a life of peace, and that's what I asked for initially, my new space is just as peaceful. The address is Wood Walk Drive. I mean, it is a wooded walk. I didn't realize that till I got in there. You know, it was all about numbers and dollars and times. So I didn't even realize where I was going is why I'm absorbing the fact that I found this really tranquil place to live in. Still, so that prayer continues because I ask for peace. Know what you're asking for. If it's peace of mind, ask for it. If it's a greater relationship, ask for it. If it's for a better job, ask for it. If it's for a job at all, ask for it. My daughter told me, she said, Mommy, you must not want a relationship. Everything you ask for, you get. I said, you might be right. I never thought about it. When I'm ready, it'll happen. But relationships, I am a citizen of the world. There is no place that I don't go that I run into people. These Manila men want to come back with me here. I'm like, oh, no. That's not going to happen. It's fun, though. So it's important for us to know that this universal power supports us everywhere, no matter where we are, in all things, at all times, no matter what the situation is. We can get caught up in our own little bitty selves, because I did last night. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then I got to talk in the morning. I was all teary-eyed. I'm feeling all sorry for myself. I'm tired. This is what I'm telling my mother on the phone. I'm tired. And she still permits it to say, well, you can get in the car at Friday night, and then you can go back on Saturday. Did she hear what I said? Time matrix got it all straight. That's below the line. It is. Just because it's mommy doesn't mean it's not below the line. I need some above the line living, and I got you back. If it's someplace that I can't dwell anymore because I know what I know, everybody don't know what you know. You can't osmosisly put it in their head. that'd be nice, but then I might get some stuff in my head I don't want from somebody else. So you need to put your own stuff in your head, your private victories. Take care of you. Be proactive. Begin with the end in mind. Know what it is. Put first things first. That's your time. Deal with you first. Anytime we're reacting to anything out there is something that's going on in us. After that, we can deal with everybody else out there. We can think win-win, seek to understand them, synergize with them, but you always take care of yourself. Get the rest you need. Get the sleep and the nourishment you need. Get your spirituality on and go out there and play in the world. And you'll be the best wrapped up person. Doesn't mean that things aren't going to happen to us. That means you got to go live in a bubble somewhere, and then that bubble can still pop. Because I do have my bubble time. I don't listen to the news. I don't know what's going on out there. I got a CD in the mail from my brother-in-law by Jill Scott. Didn't know she had a new CD out. That tells you how bubbly I can be. I am running around because I can't find my printer wires after moving. That's why I'm using my iPad. But I went out to get a new printer, right? And then I'm like, Dad, you got to set that up. I don't want to use my brain cells for that either. So it's sitting in my car to take back. But when I got the printer, Jill Scott's CD was sitting right there where I checked out the printer. I'm like, it's amazing how life comes together for you in different subtle ways if we pay attention. Let's pay attention. Ask the universe for what you want. Let you know it can be done. Use this teaching to do it because it is the most powerful thing that I have ever gotten. I know we all have our own journey. We leave this place and go further on this journey. But I don't really have to find anything else that will expand my journey because this teaching is the way that works for me. And I hope it works for you. This is the truth in my life. It's the truth in yours. And so it is. And let us go to my special gift that Ernest Holmes has given us called Spiritual Mind Treatment, Affirmative Prayer. It is prayer. It is our communion with God. Let us breathe in and out because that's the substance that's readily available for us. We don't have to go looking for it or find it. That's how God is. It is right there. That presence, that knowing that this goes through our body, we are connected with that greatest source of all. And knowing that we are connected with the power that powers us, we are power-filled. Life unfolds in a myriad of ways, and we don't have to feel up in the air about anything. We know we're going to land safely. And as we're tossing any ideas around and carrying any heaviness, we know that this is a place of rest and peace, and we can put it all down. We have the tools, we have the wherewithal, and we have the wanting. And just that desire alone will allow it to be invited in our lives. We just have to accept it and let it be so. We're human. We may get bent out of shape a little, but we don't stay that way. We bend or we'll break. So we're not going to break. We're going to withstand life's presence. It's storms, it's beautiful days, it's light, it's darkness. But we have our own light. And we let our light shine brighter than we ever have before because we know that we have the ability to be all we can be. We affirm and we give thanks and we release that to law. We know how to forgive. We may not forget, but the forgiveness allows us to be an abundant giver so we can be abundant in receiving. We allow life to give us the lessons that we learn and we give thanks for those things that we love and the things that we don't love so much because it all matters and makes us. The more we give thanks, the more we have to be thankful for. So thank you, 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 thank you. We release this to that which is the most powerful power of all. And it unfolds based on our level of faith, which is ever growing. It's unlimited. So get ready. The best is in the becoming. And we say together, and so it is.